we have a training today that has been very useful within the context of what I've learned from Napoleon Hill, flooding your problems with ideas. Most people try to solve the problems by shrinking their expectations, interfering with their energy, even shrinking their imagination. But high performers don't shrink when things get hard. They expand. They flood the problem with creativity, with collaboration, and so many ideas that fear has no room to breathe. They shorten the distance of resistance with wisdom and faith. In this training, we're going to shift from the scarcity to the strategy by learning how to flood your challenges. You'll walk away with a simple framework of an idea, IEEA, a powerful group exercise and a mindset that turns even the most overwhelming problems into platforms for innovation. Just email me for that training guide and exercise. Again, it's posted right there, david@bmeltzer.com. When we overflow with ideas, we overflow with possibilities. We take the nothingness, living like a tube, food in, food out, and we then make it a possibility, knowing these ideas. The first lesson for today in the concept of flooding our problems with ideas is the principle of energetic saturation. Where focus goes, the energy flows. The brain is wired to solve problems. Within every problem is the solution. It's just the lapse of time between the problem and the solution. That's why they call it what? A resolution, a resolution. But only when we give it freedom to explore, to expand without fear or limitation, restriction, or interference. Where the focus goes, energy will flow. So many founders that I work with are overwhelmed, stepping away from the urgency of the problem to allow for a actual shortage of time between that problem and its solution. So many founders do a solo brainstorm walk that fills a new page with new angles. That clarity and harmony, the shortening of the distance of resistance, replaces the interference or confusion that is created by the problem. You cannot think your way out of a box with the same ideas that built the box. You have to flood it with ideas. You need to pause, stop, breathe, pay attention and give intention on the possibilities, not the limitations, the shortages, the voids, the obstacles, what's missing, what you don't have. Let the problem itself gets swept away in the current of the imagination, of the ideas, of the possibility, probability, and perspective that you can create utilizing gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons. Forgiveness to allow for the ease, for the shortening of the distance. Accountability to learn from each and every one of these ideas, to prioritize them effectively, to live in spirit, intuition, and intellect. Allow the focus to flow and allow the energy to go. This is the principle of energetic saturation. The second lesson is the flooding framework itself, IDEA. We flood it with ideas, a framework that transforms the interference into process, the panic into process. When you and when we know how to flood problem with IDEA, with ideas, you unlock the clarity, the harmony, and the focus to allow the energy to flow, especially under pressure. The I in IDEA stands for identify the real problem. Ask yourself, what's the problem behind the problem? Where are the assumptions that I've made that may not or probably are not certain? Try to quantify them, and surface issues are often symptoms, not causes. When we look deep to identify what's the problem behind the problem, what are the assumptions I've made behind the problem, and you will often find symptoms, not causes. So by being more interested than interesting, we are able and capable of elevating our awareness to what the assumptions and the problem are, what the symptoms and the causes are. D is detach emotionally. So many of us create resistance by telling ourselves, I'll be happy when I solve this problem. It won't solve itself without me attaching my emotions to an outcome. Ask and detach. What advice would I give someone else? Because it is the ease of neutrality that will unlock the wisdom, the truth, the clarity, the focus, where the energy will flow. When we put ourselves in the position of an empathetic person, of asking what it is that creates the ease of seeing the different perspectives and taking our emotions and putting them into the process, not into the outcome, and allowing neutrality to unlock the wisdom and the faith to shorten the distance of resistance. I is identify, D is detach, E in ideas is expand. Expand the possibilities, the probabilities, the perspective to create a new reality. Shift your consciousness. If you have to use AI to expand, go ahead, generate at least 25 new ideas with AI as if I were Einstein, Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, whoever it is that you are aligned with by the subject matter, the topic, and the expertise. Expand the possibility, probabilities, and perspective by generating at least 25 ideas. No filters, no edits, just ask. Utilize ChatGPT or AI in order to facilitate other people's consciousness of where you want to be or better. You cannot solve a problem in the same consciousness or the same box in which it was created. Ask yourself some other questions. What would I do if there were no limitations of time, money, emotion, or value? If they weren't an issue, what would I do? Ask yourself, how would a child solve this? How would my mom solve this? How would a grandparent solve this? Utilize, again, AI to figure out characteristics, categories of how other people, other consciousness would solve and come up with more and more ideas with the flooding framework of identify, detach, and expand the possibilities, probabilities, and perspective. I actually use a system every other Monday. What's the worst idea possible? I have bad idea Mondays. Why do I do that? Well, because some people think their ideas are bad and they're terrific. And so I want to know all ideas. I don't want a qualification. Bad is just the alignment that you perceive between you and where you want to be or better. Good is the alignment, again, that you perceive. So the duplicity and the value of having bad idea Monday is that not only are somebody else's bad ideas your good ideas, but also I look to see how I can reverse it, giving me stable data, a framework to expand. And so if someone is correct that an idea is not aligned with where we want to be or better, I look in the inverse of that. Because if something is not aligned, the opposite may be completely aligned. We've utilized the flooding framework with identify, detach, and expand. And the A is apply. Apply with action. What we want to do is prioritize those and apply the ones that are prioritized. Select 1 to 3 to test out, to see how it works. Remember, progress replaces paralysis. It is the prioritization that's the antidote to paralysis, to feeling overwhelmed, to procrastinating. Without execution on all of these great ideas that we generate with IDE, it is the A that executes. Flooding is just brainstorming and testing and going and growing. We want to utilize the flooding framework to facilitate, to make easy the process of progress, not paralysis. I is identify, D is detach, E is expand, A is apply. Prioritize. The lesson 3, to flood our problems with ideas, is the lesson of flooding breakthroughs. Big breakthroughs are born from volume, not perfection. I'm going to repeat that. Our biggest breakthroughs are born through volume, not perfection. That's why consistency, that's why the philosophy of 2 minutes a day equals 2 hours on a Saturday. It is not perfection, but it's volume that creates the breakthroughs, because things happen very slowly, then all of a sudden. Flooding the problem creates space for brilliance to rise to the surface. It allows the genius, which I define as the expression of God. It elevates our awareness, our vibration, our frequency to know this idea and to apply our why to that idea in alignment with where we want to be or better, looking at the subject matter, the topic, and the expertise that we want to utilize. A good example of this is Netflix. They flooded the outdated DVD rental problem with a bold idea of streaming. They just kept flooding outdated ideas with new, bold ideas. James Dyson flooded the vacuum problem with over 5,000 prototypes. Thomas Edison with 10,000 in the realm of electricity. Walt Disney flooded repeated failures with imagination and became the icon for all entertainment and built a theme park empire on a flooded process. These big breakthroughs of Netflix and Dyson and Disney are all built upon the framework of flooding ideas. When you drown the limits in ideas, the impossible becomes inevitable. We need to flood our problems with ideas. We need to drown the limitations of our own imagination, of our own self-image, with these ideas. And the impossible becomes the inevitable. The next lesson, mindset reset. The more, the mightier. We've all been taught to filter, quote unquote, ideas too early. That creates the hesitation, the interference, not the innovation. The more you flood, the better your odds are discovering something magical, something nobody else has thought of as a possibility, a probability, or shared a perspective. Don't hesitate. Innovate. Don't filter. Free yourself and your imagination to connect, to clear the interference by utilizing the idea. I work with so many marketing teams, and these teams are their breeding grounds for ideas, bad ideas. I see it all the time, marketing teams that throw out 40, 50, 100 bad ideas, ideas that are not aligned with where they want to be or better, defined as bad, before landing the one that worked, the good idea that was aligned with where they want to be or better. Without the quantity, they would never have reached the quality. Without the freedom to express the genius, good or bad, that has come through the team, they never would have reached their quality idea. You can't dry up a drought by rationing. Can't dry up a drought by rationing. You need to flood it. Flood it with rain. Pour the ideas together. Let it flood the solution out from beneath. Ideas work the exact same way. You cannot dry up a drought by rationing your ideas. You need to let them flow and flood. Let it rain. Flood the interference and the limitations away and allow the best ideas to rise to the top. encourage volume before refinement. I'm going to repeat that. This is for self and for others. Encourage volume of ideas before refinement. Make sure in the process of ideas, identifying attachment, that we celebrate the process, not just the outcomes. We need to celebrate the celebratable, and one of the celebratables is the process, not the outcome. Use team flooding exercises, use team flooding meetings to normalize fearless creativity and non-judgment conditions that limit the self-image, the imagination. Use team flooding to normalize fearless creativity of the expressions of God, the genius that exists within the consciousness, and let it flood. Mindset reset. The more is the mightier. There are no limitations to the number of ideas that people have, but we need to let it flood. Lesson 5, be a floodgate, not a sponge. Too many leaders I work with absorb the stress, the interference, the pressure, the negativity. That's not your role. Your job, your occupation is to release vision, inspiration, intuition, intelligence, possibilities, probabilities, and perspective. Your job is not to absorb the stress, pressure, interference, and negativity. It is to release the vision, the inspiration, intelligence, and intuition. So many teams that I work with are led by a floodgate, which solves the problems in an accelerated, aggregated, and compounding impact. Problems are solved and resolved, the resolutions, the resolutions faster. These teams innovate more freely, and they see setbacks as setups, as springboards into the divine direction. They see the detours as divine, and they allow for the divine time by flooding the ideas, elevating other ideas to elevate themselves and their ideas. Stop absorbing. You're not a sponge. Be a floodgate. Stop absorbing the problems. Start overflowing the ideas with purpose, a definiteness of purpose towards an alignment of where you want to be better, a driven solution. Understand that the meaning of the past to stagnate your imagination, to stop the ideas, to judge your own ideas, to put conditions and comparisons, robbing the joy and the inspiration out of the ideas. The only reason an idea doesn't work or it's bad, it's because it's not aligned with where you want to be or better, your higher purpose, your higher self, what you want, not what's missing, what other people want, and not what you don't have. We need to create regular space for flooding. Make way, let the floodgates flow. Utilize weekly brainstorms, walks and talks, solo and group whiteboard sessions. These are all ways to create space to let the floodgates go and flood the ideas for the quantity to create the quality. Utilize bad ideas to show and illustrate that there are no bad ideas, they're just ideas that aren't aligned with what we want to be or better. And some people have predetermine that alignment incorrectly, or we can quickly invert the idea so it is aligned with where we want to be or better into these habitual creative rituals, notating that the aggregation, acceleration, and compound of great ideas, these behaviors are what create the outcomes exponentially that we desire or better. Choose to work and live in this energetic flow, to have faith and wisdom to clear the interference and shorten the distance of resistance between us and where we want to be or better. There are so many ways that people limit themselves. They don't align the past problems, solutions, defining moments, historical relevances, even successes they stop flooding the ideas because of their past. Notating the only limitation, the only shadow cast upon your future is the meaning that you give it and the ideas that you feed from the experiences of your past. You will never overachieve your imagination. You will never overachieve your own self-image. Stop shrinking the ideas and expectations and energy and imagination. Stop shrinking and start expanding. Flood the problem with that creativity, collaboration, and coordination. So many ideas have no room to breathe. Utilize the principle of energetic saturation. Where the focus goes, energy will flow. Understand that you can't solve a problem in the same consciousness in which it was created. Utilize the flooding framework, IDEA, idea. Identify the real issue in alignment with where you want to be, or better, detach emotionally. Start looking at the process for the sake of what am I doing this. Neutrality will unlock the wisdom and the faith to shorten the distance of resistance. Expand. Don't shrink. Expand the possibilities, the probabilities, the perspective to prioritize and apply your why. Without execution, flooding is just brainstorming. Make sure you prioritize according to where you want to be. Or better, IDEA. If you do that, we'll have these breakthroughs that are born from volume, not perfection. Flooding will allow the genius, the expression of gods. Go ahead and study people who have done this before, like Netflix and Dyson and Disney. When you drown the limits and ideas, the impossible becomes inevitable. Utilize a mindset reset. Remember, the more, the mightier. We don't need to interfere or filter. Have your own bad idea Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Remember, you can't dry up a drought by rationing the water. You flood it with ideas, flood it with and let it rain those ideas, because it works the same way. It's volume before refinement. Celebrate the process. I promise. You will find the elevation of all. Be a floodgate, not a sponge. Don't absorb the stress, the interference, the pressure, the negativity. That's not your role. Your job is to release, to clear the interference of the vision, inspiration, intuition, intelligence, the possibilities, probabilities, perspectives of the process in alignment with where you want to be or better. Use the wisdom and faith to shorten the distance of existence. Let the floodgate flow. Make your setbacks, setups, and springboards the overflowing definiteness of purpose. Make space, weekly brainstorm, walks and talks, and whiteboard sessions. Make it a ritual. Choose to live personally and professionally in the energetic overflow. When you flood a problem with ideas, you don't just find a solution or a resolution. You become the solution. Creativity isn't reserved for artists or inventors. It's a habit. It's a behavioral system, a way of showing up every day, clearing the interference between you and the infinite amount of energy that is creating obstacles in front of you. Stop absorbing the problems like a sponge. Start releasing the vision like a floodgate. Whether you're leading a team, launching a project, building a family, or navigating uncertainty and circumstance, remember, you're never out of options. You're just one flood away from a breakthrough. We need to flood our problems with ideas. Water it, and those solutions will appear. The resolutions, the resolutions are there. It's just a lapse of time, and it takes a flood to expedite the time it takes to get to where you want to be or better. If anybody would like the flooding your problems training, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. This has been my Wednesday Napoleon Hill Institute training. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.